Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
A Manhattan, please.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to his listeners as well.
Happy New Year to you all.
Yes.
Yeah. 2025.
Yeah, here we go.
Where is time going?
Feels like we're in the future.
We're in the present and the future. You say 2025, we started this podcast in 2023.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you say it, it feels like, whoa. Anyway.
I just think 2025 has got this, like, it's almost as though it could be a film.
It's futuristic.
Yeah. Futuristic.
2025.
Yeah. Futuristic.
Like when you watch Back to the Future, it's 2023, is it?
I think it's 2012, wasn't it? Or something like that. 2014.
No, with 2020 summer, I'm sure it was.
I don't think it were, but go on.
But either way, it feels like they're the years that they picked because it felt so far in the future.
Yeah.
And all the technological advancements that were around that aren't here.
You mean like, is it RoboCop?
Hoverboard.
RoboCop would be one.
2015, I think, RoboCop.
Well, that's when it was set?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
I think it was RoboCop.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny though, isn't it? Because some of the way that films depict the future and we're at that future, and it's nowhere near what, like, flying cars are not a thing, although they are kind of a thing. There are drones you can get in now, aren't they?
Sorry, it's not RoboCop.
What is it?
You don't know, but it's not RoboCop.
Come on then, tell us. Well, don't keep us sat here waiting.
No, RoboCop's 2043 to 2044.
Are we not quite there yet then?
What about Demolition Man? What year were that set?
I think it's right funny when we all carry on recording and Mark doesn't know we're carrying on recording.
No, so he thinks we've all stopped.
Because he only wants to carry on when it's somebody else that's made a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he's made a mistake, he wants to stop recording.
He thinks it's going to get edited out and it's not.
Back to the Future Part 2.
I told you, 2015.
And that's what year it was?
Yeah.
What, 2015.
For some reason, I thought.
Yeah, that's...
You thought it was RoboCop.
Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah.
He goes.
I remember there were a big thing about it on social media and everything that we'd hit the date that Back to the Future was setting.
Because they were doing lots of things,
but I don't know why I got it in my head it was 2020 something.
Yeah.
In fact, Keith Lemon did a special on it.
Did he?
Because he's a big Back to the Future fan.
Yeah,
and
he did
the thing and he reacted
to
something.
To say that I think I'm a hardcore fan is embarrassing, really, because I could have sworn it was 2020 something.
I can't remember. But then again, you know, I don't remember stuff.
No, you don't.
I don't remember anything.
No,
I don't remember what we recorded last week. No idea.
That's because you don't listen to any either.
No, I don't. I just sit here and record stuff, turn up, do my thing.
We've lost Mark to his phone now.
I'm just.
You know we're still recording,
Back to
Mark.
Back to the future.
Yeah. Anyway, he's still trying to find an article that tells him that RoboCop was set in 2015.
No, I just...
Just ask Rob, he's got facts.
You know
when
you have this thing in your head and you've got an idea that when it is and it's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway... What are you looking forward to this year? Anything you're particularly looking forward to?
Yeah, RoboCop. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. That's coming out. Remake.
Is it?
You beat me to that, Mark.
No. Yes, because you're on your phone. No, Rob, it's not, no.
There's a couple of certainties that are happening this year. A
couple of what?
Certainties.
Certainties.
Yeah.
Definites.
Yep, there'll be a Father's Day and a Mother's Day.
And there will.
Ooh, yep. There will be taxes and there will be deaths.
Yep.
And then the happy notes... Happy notes.
I'm going to have a birthday.
What do you mean? There's that every year. Is that what you mean?
That was the point.
Okay, yeah.
And apparently there's two more certainties, which is you jumping out of a plane and me losing weight.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There is, yeah.
Yeah. So there's two more certainties.
It sounds cruel when I say it, because I'm not giving £500 to charity. I absolutely would, but I'd rather jump out of the plane. You know.
Oh, not giving money to charity.
Well, I'm going on holiday this year. And I'm well looking forward to it.
Where are you going?
I am going to Disney World, Florida.
I think I'm in the toilet. I'm not listening to this. I'm not listening to Kurt.
We're taking the kids. So
when do you go?
So September. Yeah.
So don't give us the exact dates.
September.
You know, people robbing your house.
A random school holiday that's in September.
Yeah. Oh. All right, yeah.
Oh, I'm telling.
I'll get on to your school, make sure they send a fine out.
I'm sure they will.
Don't you find that funny when people go on holiday but they don't say when they're going on holiday because it's like Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the burglars will know.
Yeah.
But then they post everything on Facebook.
And that's what I mean.
They've got them in airport.
Yeah, but nowadays, people don't, or not everyone, some people, they take the photos and they post them when they get back. so that people don't know that they've gone on holiday.
Yeah,
I've got note worth nicking, so it doesn't matter to me. I've got note worth nicking.
I'm amazed by some of these films.
Is Brilliant. He still on RoboCop?
Yeah. So how long are you going for?
So we're going for 2 weeks. There's me and my wife and the three kids and Simon and Lizzie and their two kids.
And me.
And
in the suitcase.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the first time, obviously, we're taking the kids to Disney. Scarlett has been before. She just went to Universal for a day because it was to do with a cheerleading thing. So that don't really count.
No.
Really looking forward to it.
What are you looking forward to seeing that you haven't already seen?
There's so much he's not seen.
Yes, I know. So, I mean, I'm not a massive Star Wars fan, but I do want to see the whole Galaxy's Edge thing.
I've
not seen it, so I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, the new Universal Park will be open.
Epic Universe, Epic Universe.
Oh, that is epic.
So I have a feeling it's going to be busy.
Yeah. How long will that have been open when you go there?
So it opens in May.
May 23rd.
So we go in September. So 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're only allowed to go in it for one day.
That's right, yeah. So
why is that?
So we've got us Universal tickets, which are for 2 weeks.
It'll explain. Yeah.
And you can upgrade your ticket so it includes Epic Universe.
Yeah.
Because obviously we booked
it. So they're not
it.
Universal then?
So that...
Oh, he's here. He's here with a joke.
So we've booked the Universal tickets. We can upgrade, but even with the upgrade... It only allows you to go to the new park once, one day.
Oh, wow.
That's it. And that's same for everybody, not just me.
Yeah.
So anyone can only go for one day.
One day.
And you can't buy a one-day pass. You've got to have the two-week or the week Universal pass and then upgrade it to include that park for one day.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I suppose that keeps the numbers down.
They're trying to control the numbers as much as they can. They reckon that by the year after, it'll just be...
Yeah.
You know, a free-for-all for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the first year, that's what they're doing. And I understand it.
Yeah.
Do you choose
the day that you go in, then?
Yes.
What if everybody chooses that same day?
I know.
Well, there will be some limits on it to some degree.
You'd think so. Yeah. They'd be like, right, you can only have this day or this day because the other one's fully allocated.
Yeah. I don't know is the answer. But yes, we don't have to pre-book the day, as far as I'm aware, up to now. And there's no fast passes.
You should have been here yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kirk's like, well, I can't really come back tomorrow because I'm going back to the UK.
I understand it. I understand why they're doing it. I suppose we've got enough to do. We have got enough to do. You know, the kids have never seen it. Lizzie and Simon's never been. So the fact that you've got all the Disney parks, we've got a couple of water parks, we've got, you know, all this. There's enough to do. But it's just the fact that I know that because of how busy it's going to be, I'm already settled with the idea that I probably won't get on much rides in Universal, Epic Universe.
Yeah, Epic Universe, yeah.
You'll just enjoy watching Lizzie and Simon's face and the kids just watching what they think.
People think they know,
yeah,
don't they? People think they know what it's going to be like until they actually see it and feel it.
Mm.
And it's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And I can't wait to see the kids and the kids' reaction to it. And all the kids, they love roller coasters and rides, so that's not an issue. They're all going to be like big enough and tall enough to go on everything.
Yeah.
The time of year that we're going is the quietest time of year to go. And where we're staying is on site in Disney for the first 10 days. So we're staying at Port Orleans, Northern Quarter.
Ooh. Port Orleans.
So, yeah, we've got Disney dining. And then for the last four days...
They're staying in a caravan because they've run out of money.
Well, you said that. We're going to go stay at the Hard Rock in Universal.
Wow, very good.
I'm very excited. Yeah. Because we're staying there, it gives us the fast passes for Universal. I'm mega excited.
I have a question for you, Kirk. So do you know what lands there are in Epic Universe? Because I know you've not done loads of research.
I've tried to stay away from it a bit. Because I'm nosy, so I want to. But I've tried. Yeah, yeah. So I know there's the Nintendo Land.
Yep.
I know that these Fantastic Beasts. The Ministry of Magic.
Yes.
And I know there's something to do with is it Doomland? Something to do with baddies, isn't there? It's like Monsters or something.
Monsters, yeah. Universal Monsters.
Monsters. Yeah. And then I think there's How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah. So you've got an idea what lands on. So my question is, you've only got one day.
Yeah.
And obviously you won't be able to see and do everything.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to go, right, I'm just going to do these like two or three lands and forget the others? Or are you going to go, well, we'll just skim through them all? Because if you skim through them all, you're not really going to see them all.
I don't suppose you can preempt it, can you? Because
you can't.
Get there and you'll see where the crowds are and think, it's a bit quieter over here.
Well, the reason I'm asking is Kirk's like me. He wants to see everything, but the problem is he won't be able to see everything. So do you see... It's like going to a toy store and looking at all toys,
yeah.
Or do you just go and look at Lego?
Well, I'd be venturing, like I said, to where it's a little bit quieter than everywhere else.
Well, I don't think anything's
going to be crowding around one thing.
I think there's going to be crowds everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, but so, you might find that if it's all moving in a particular way and you might be like, well, actually, we're not here.
True, but do you have a plan, really?
I can only speak for myself.
Yeah,
because
at the
end of the day, there's a group of us going.
Yeah, you're
going to
get pulled all over.
It depends what people want to do. If I had my way... I would say that it's because I know that I don't want to spend my one day there in a queue. All right, yep. I don't. So my thing would be to try and
give somebody else your ticket.
Oversee everything.
My thing would be to try and see everything.
Yeah.
Even if you can't experience everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to see the different lands, see what they've done, see how it feels, see, you know, this other, and yes, try and get on a couple of rides, but. You know, you know yourself, Mark, the probably average waiting time of the rides there is going to be, what, 2.5 hours?
Yeah, easy.
You know, so I don't want to spend... If you're only there for 10 hours, I don't want to just spend it queuing for four rides.
No.
I just don't.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're going as a group. It depends on everybody, you know. So, but yeah, if somebody was said to me, what are you looking forward to in 2025, that would be my number one.
Mark, have you got a holiday planned?
Yeah, so we're going to Turkey in March.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Turkey?
Antalya.
Oh, I've been to Antalya.
Yeah, I've never really wanted to go to Turkey, if I'm honest. It's always come across as, when you see and hear people talking about it, it's always been sold as a, well, you go there, it's really cheap and all inclusive, and you know what I mean? And I don't want to be in a place where it's just Brits piling as much as they can on a plate and being a bit, you know...
I like the food though, so.
Well, a lot of the stuff I'm seeing about Antalya in particular is it looks very nice and scenic. The mountains and everything, there's a backdrop, and it was a really good price. We were already away on holiday and I booked it while I were drunk.
Brilliant.
So we've got that to look forward to.
It's a place I've never been, Turkey.
Yeah,
well, I was very much like Mark. I wasn't that bothered about going to Turkey. I knew plenty of people that had been, but it just wasn't on my list. And then we were looking for something back end of 2023, of somewhere just really cheap to take the kids. And we found a 2-week all-inclusive holiday to Antalya for £400 each and a free child's place. So we went there, and I don't get wrong, out of season, the hotel was very, very quiet. Two of the pools were closed. We knew it wouldn't be massively warm, but it was still one of the pools were heated, so we still managed to sit around the pool. I'd say the average was probably about 20 degrees in the day, which you know yourself is warm enough for me. But we had a great time.
I'd ask them to put heating on.
We had an absolute great time, and I definitely would go back. But just a word, Mark, that if you fancy it, there's a place in Antalya called Land of Legends. I would strongly recommend that for a day.
All right.
Is that a theme park? It sounds like a theme park.
It's like its own like resort thing. It's huge. Absolutely huge. So you can stay there. It's a hotel that you can stay there and everything, but it's stupidly expensive. But it's like got a whole shopping precinct. Don't do your shopping there.
No.
Don't do your shopping. It's almost like going to Meadowhall and doing your shopping. Do you know what I mean? Oof. Whereas everything else is cheap as...
Yeah,
you know,
do that when there's Amazon.
Yeah.
It's got a theme park on site and it's got a water park on site.
Wow.
And you pay like a day ticket. You can go in for a day, you pay a day ticket and you go in and then everything's free while you're in, not food and everything, but your rides and stuff like that.
A water park's a must, isn't it, when you go somewhere abroad? Yeah.
The water park weren't open when we went because obviously we're out of season.
Yeah.
Now, actually, the day that we went, it was warm enough for it to be open, but I guess they make a decision that a certain date they close it and that's
that. They don't have all the staff on, are they? For
no, exactly. I get that. It was so quiet when we went, literally, we were just getting on rides, like coming, getting off them and going back round and then just getting back on them again. Noah went on a roller coaster in there and he passed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You saw him that intense?
You saw him on the video. So like he had these things, you know, like a little GoPro thing that filmed you.
Really?
And you watched it afterwards, and when it come to the drop, don't get me wrong, you were like loving it, smiling this out, then all of a sudden you saw his head drop. Wow. I think he passed out for about 3 or 4 seconds.
It's adrenaline that.
Yeah, and holding your breath. I think he held his breath. I think he held his breath all the way up. You know, it's an intense roller coaster. It's not, you know, there's some really, really good rides there. I really strongly recommend that you go for the day.
It depends what sort of standards they're working to, though. I'm quite happy for going in buildings abroad, but it's like, what are their safety standards when it comes to a roller coaster? Oh, no,
trust me, from the moment you pull up at that resort, it's American-owned.
All right.
And as soon as you walk in, you'll know what I mean. It's a proper...
theme park.
Resort.
Like Alton Towers.
Well, yeah, but you could say that about any ride, couldn't you?
I know.
So I would strongly recommend that if you're
going
there.
I'll have a look at that.
Strongly recommend that.
Oh, Mark, it's a big year for you, isn't it?
Oh, it is a big year for me, yeah, big year. So I'm going to a completely new continent, which I've never been to in my life. So I'm going to obviously an Asian continent. I'm going to Philippines. So obviously, which is where my wife's from. So I'm going to visit her family.
When do you go there?
I go in February, and I come back in September.
And he'll still be too busy for everything.
So we're all going for 3 weeks. She wants to go for 4, and I went, there's no way I can go for 4. Mm-hmm. So 3 weeks in Philippines.
Oh, we're really going to have to plan our podcast episodes around this.
I know. That's a remote satellite link.
We're not doing a satellite link up.
That'd be funny.
It would.
That would be funny.
I mean, I'd be in some mud hut somewhere, but I mean, I could, you know, it'd be fine. You know, with chickens and pigs.
Wi-Fi.
Pigs and sheep running around and things like that, you know what I mean? But it'd be fine. I'd be
eating rice. Going Emmerdale Farm?
We're like that.
Whereabouts in the Philippines are you going?
I don't really
know. He
knows
where it is, but he can't say it.
Well, it's in the province, so it's obviously, her mom and dad live in the province, which is sort of like the, not the city, if you like.
Right.
So there's Manila, which is the capital of the Philippines. So I'm not doing the running order. Aina's doing the running order of the things.
Were they from there then that used to mime?
Mime?
Manila Vanilla.
With Mark's jokes, I always have to work out where he's going with this.
Is he being serious?
Mark, exactly.
Can you get to Manila from where you're staying?
Yes, we can, but not as in walking distance.
No, I didn't mean walking.
We have to get on.
Will you go? Will you go to Manila?
Yeah, so we will. I think the plan is, because a sister from America's coming over. Right. You know how they came over, not last year, year before.
Yeah.
They stayed with us. So mm-hmm. we're meeting up with, because we're going, she's coming with her husband. So, and we're meeting them sort of in Philippines. So I think we're staying in Manila for, I want to say, a couple of days, and then we're going to see her parents in the province. But we've got to get on another plane to get to them.
Yeah.
Because there's loads of islands. It's mm-hmm. all about mm-hmm. islands.
I must admit, when I worked on cruise ships, I worked with a lot of Filipinos. And the stories and some of the photographs of the Philippines, Manila and other places, I can't remember.
Are you worked on a cruise ship? Going around these places?
No, I know. I never went. But
he's not very familiar.
He's
not very familiar.
That's good. That's about the only joke I've ever laughed at.
Oh. Is this what 20 tribes going to be like for you?
Yeah, I'm practicing.
It is a place I'd love to go.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you all about it when I come back. I mean, the thing is, I should have gone and, because of COVID and one thing and another, you know, people getting married on cruise ships and, you know, and people are, we've had to keep stalling it. Mm. I really need to go and see her parents.
How many years has it been since Aina's been to see her parents?
I think the last time she went to see her parents were, I want to say, about 4 years ago.
Right.
So quite some time ago.
You can say that if you want.
4 years ago.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be great for her, but even better for you, because you've never met her parents, have you?
Never met her parents. No, I mean, I've spoke to them on video.
Christ, they're in for a shock.
they are. I mean, her mom speaks a little bit of English, I think, but not much. Her dad doesn't speak anything. Because the funny thing about her dad on video, when we do video, when Aina's talking to her parents on video, she's talking to her and she'll point the camera to me and her dad will be there and he's obviously bald like me, so he just looks at me and he points to his head and pats his head and I point to him, pat my head, and, and that symbol of you're bald, I'm bald.
And like, imagine like monkeys having a conversation.
Like an half English, half Filipino, right, said Fred.
And there we go, and there's that connection, we sort of wave to each other. Bye.
So how you feel? Because obviously I know you'll be excited about going. It's something new, and obviously meeting Ina's family and stuff, which you know properly and stuff, which is great. Is there any anxiety behind it, like going? Because obviously the language barrier. There's just you and Ina, isn't there?
Well, yes and no. I mean, right now I'm not. I mean, more excited than anything. Mm-hmm. I think once you know we start, when it gets more real, if you like, I'll be all like, ooh, because I've not planned any of it.
I'll be like,
this is going to be, because Aina's going back to her sort of home, if you like, you know what I mean? So I'm completely putting all my trust and everything into her because, you know, it's her country and she speaks that language and I'm not...
I can't imagine you putting your trust in anybody, ever.
No, I do.
Mark, can you speak any Filipino? Have you learned anything yet?
Not really, no.
I think you should really confuse her dad and wear a wig.
Speak Filipino. He can barely speak English.
How do you say hello?
I can just see him shuffling through the airport. I'm too sexy for my shoes.
I do know it. I just can't think off the top of my head because you're putting me under pressure.
Thank you.
Thank you is... God. I know...
That's a no.
It's... I do know it. It'll come back to me.
Good morning.
No, hang on. Don't say all these... I know thank you, but...
You're going to be ringing him when you get back off your holiday to thank him, aren't you?
You need to get... What's that app you can get?
I've got it already.
Duolingo.
I've
got Duolingo.
Is it one of those countries where you've got to get any jabs a row when you're going?
Not as far as I'm aware.
No. You might want to check that.
Yeah. Well, I'm putting my trust in Aina.
I wouldn't.
Aina does listen to these podcasts and she'll be like, what's Rob talking about?
No, I don't mean that. I mean, because I don't know it. I don't know.
It just seems
works.
A little bit exotic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It could be somewhere where you might have to. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know.
But, you know.
I've got space on my Duolingo family plan if you want to add your talk.
Is it on there?
Duolingo family plan? Of course he has, because it's a subscription.
Yeah, it's a subscription.
I paid for it for the year.
Oh.
Oh, that's not a subscription then?
I never said that. I said family plan.
I just don't want you to get to airport and say, have you got your record of your jabs? And Aina is going, I forgot, hon.
Well, that could happen. I'm not booked the flights. I've not booked the hotels. I've had nothing to do with anything.
Honestly, I would love to be there and follow him around with a camera. This would genuinely be like Carl Pilkington
spend the next
abroad.
2 years editing it.
Well, yeah, I would, but it'd be like Carl Pilkington abroad. Just to watch Mark ordering food, looking at the food.
Do you think you could bring yourself, right, just for maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes a day?
Yes.
To keep yourself a video diary.
A video diary, yeah,
like
I'll do
at
that.
At the end of every day.
Okay, I'll do that.
Mate, if you could do that.
I think we could put out a video for that.
It can't be a glued-up pan. I'll tell you what, I can make that my New Year's resolution.
That would be a wonderful one.
To film little segments every day. Because I'm going to different places. Yeah.
Two or three roundup of what you saw, what you experienced,
what food you've eaten.
Yeah,
I've been eating dog and beetles and
what?
Cockroaches.
Well, I think that's
dog.
They eat dog in Philippines.
That's right. You're gonna do it.
I'll eat anything. I'll try it.
I must admit, I'd try it.
No,
I don't think I could.
You two really stooped to a new low for me.
I could. No way. Yeah. Why not? It's only man's best friend in this country.
I'm afraid if I went to a market and I saw it, I'd tear the place apart.
Really?
I would. And there's no on me.
Although, in fairness, I think they have banned it now. I think it's been banned in recent years.
Do not they bloody have?
So
I mean, they might have banned it, but.
You can still get it on black market.
Yeah,
I'll get some from Dave back up.
But I think horse meat's banned in this country, isn't it? But
yeah, well they eat horse in France.
Yeah,
it's one of their.
I'd try horse.
Well, I've had horse.
We've probably had it, haven't we, from Tesco? Yeah. Remember when they were serving it up as burgers or whatever?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, my order this year is nowhere near as exciting as yours, Mark, but I'm going to Greece. And I've never been to Greece.
Oh, right. Okay. That should be exciting.
Well, it is exciting. I'm not excited.
Are you taking,
not
as I'd just cool be looking forward Mark's to going and smashing loads of plates.
Are you taking the caravan?
No.
Oh,
wow. No. No.
Whereabouts in Greece?
Honestly, I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, no. I wanted to say Kefalonia, but I don't think it is that.
You can say it.
Yeah.
You just did, in fact. Can you say thank you in Greek?
Yeah. Have you been... what you did to me? Can you speak any Greek?
I can't. But I've been to Cyprus a fair bit. And so I know they're not the same.
Am I missing something here?
But I always...
I've been to Cuba. Does that count?
I always associate... don't know why. I've been to... Yeah. What? I don't even know why I said that. Yeah. But,
You said it because you thought Cyprus and Greece was the same thing. That's why you said it.
I got confused. Is it it's Cyprus and Turkey that are on the border of each other?
I don't know. I'm rubbish at geography.
Well, Cyprus is an island. Is it not?
I've no idea. I'm rubbish at geography.
Cyprus is a complete island.
I always remember there's a divide between... And I always thought...
Am I missing something?
I don't know.
Cyprus is literally like United Kingdom. It's just an island and that's it. It's not bordered with anything.
Right, hold on.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, you keep looking at me and I keep saying it. I don't know. I'm rubbish at geography.
Well, no. You do know listeners will be listening to this going... They don't know anything about anything.
Fit.
They'll be screaming at the...
In all fairness, we've never claimed otherwise.
No.
Yeah, we don't claim to be anything but just talking.
Well, I've only been to Greece once. And I am willing to admit right here, right now, that my understanding or experience of Greece was probably a negative experience.
Oh.
Because everybody else that's been to Greece have told me how amazing it is, how nice it is, or whatever. Whereas if you'd have asked me a few years ago or whatever, what's Greece like, I'd have gone, it's a shithole. So because my experience, Greece was my first ever holiday abroad. And it was on an 18. It was an 18 to 30s.
Oh, okay.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, to Malia in Crete, and I couldn't get the hang of having to put your toilet roll in the bin, and you can't flush it, and
you can't drink water out of tap.
Yeah, and just everything was just. But apparently,
that's the same as a lot of abroad countries, though, drinking water out of tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, well, true. But, I mean, as in Greece, don't brush your teeth with it.
It just felt not nice.
Yeah, I mean, you're selling it to me.
But I've been told that's because of, like, where I went and the type of holiday it was.
Yeah, yeah.
That apparently these other people that have been to Greece and these islands and Greek islands have said it's absolutely amazing. So I need to go back and experience that side of Greece because I don't think I've seen the correct part of Greece, if you like, or the nice part of Greece.
Well, we're going with Mum and Rach.
Yeah.
So, and we're going wherever it is. It's quite a remote place, little hotel. I won't say in the middle of nowhere. So we're hiring a car so we can drive around. Mm-hmm. And so it should be great.
When do you go there?
Don't know.
He don't know.
He don't know where he's going. He don't know when he's going. How long are you going for? I haven't a clue.
He don't know.
10 days. It's 10 days.
I think he's just saying that randomly.
I always think these days...
Is it 7 or 40? I'll go down the middle.
Yeah. I think these days, I tend to prefer 10-day holidays. Unless you're going somewhere really far, where once you've got there, you may as well be there for 14 nights.
Mm.
But I tend to find 14 nights, I'm a bit like, I could do with saving them holiday days. And 7 days just don't feel enough. Whereas 10's just nice and comfortable in the middle.
You got anything else booked this year, Mark?
Yeah.
Me.
Other one?
That'd be me again. Yeah, go to see Oasis this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's coming around quick.
Yeah, when is that?
That is in July.
July, with VIP tickets
that
cost
£6 million
quid.
are you looking slightly nervous?
I can't remember whether it was June or July, but I'm sure it's July.
Well, either way, it's going to be fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
What an experience.
Can't wait for that.
Oh, I did I tell you? I got tickets for tram lines.
Did you?
Yeah, just for Saturday.
Why Saturday?
I thought you might have done 10 days. Well, because, do you know, like 10 days?
Yeah, 10 days is the right time.
1 day is not enough.
Just because there's a few of us going.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm not going.
I'm not going.
Well,
I'm sorry, you're not going.
Did any of us get invited to that?
No. Because I wasn't the one that bought the tickets.
Rob didn't do it. Oh, that was your excuse last time. Oh, yeah, we went to races.
I didn't book the tickets or have anything to do with it, to be fair. But also, because there's a good lineup on the Saturday.
There's a good lineup on the Friday as well.
I don't think Ratings are playing Friday, though. They're playing Saturday.
Paul Parr.
Yeah, ooh. I wouldn't mind seeing Paul Buck there at Ratings. Who's on Friday night?
He's a dickhead.
Who is?
Paul. Jarvis Cocker.
Oh, yeah, I know. Michael Jackson. But yeah, he's got a good lineup.
Yeah, you're right. Saturday is an incredible lineup.
Yeah.
I think the K's are playing as well on the Saturday, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, good lineup.
I've never been to having a conversation.
Tramlines is brilliant.
Well, you know what it's like once they get talking.
And
about
the Ratings are brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for. They're the ones I'm most looking forward to seeing.
They were fantastic at Clifton Park.
Yeah, let me say.
Yeah, really good.
Are we back at Moo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we will be for the time being, but I am just going to ask this question, though, which will probably then set them off again.
Oh, okay.
Because you're also going to Kendall Collin again, aren't you, Mom?
Yes, and that's a rate lineup again. So that's the Cortinas headlining on... Well, it's Kaiser Chiefs headlining on the Thursday, Cortinas headlining on Friday, Fatboy Slim headlining on the Saturday, and then Prodigy headlining on the Sunday. What a weekend that's going to be.
That will be brilliant.
I am a little bit good at this. I'm not as good as I would have been if a certain band would have headlined, which was very highly
anticipated,
but they didn't. So I'm pleased about that because everyone was anticipating that Green Day was going to be there and I would have been absolutely good.
Who was anticipating that?
Well, the online web.
Oh.
Online web?
Not Kendall experts like you.
The earth's not flat.
But not Kendall experts like you, but a few thousand people in the Kendall group. But the, this is the first time I'm not going in 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
Is that because you're in Disney?
I'm not in Disney, but obviously I'm not going to be able to afford to do much else this year apart from Disney.
Yeah.
I want to be able to...
It's a big commitment, is that, isn't it?
It is, especially when you're taking three kids. I mean, I say kids. I mean, Scarlett's going to be 16. Mm. You're going to be 16, four. I know. You're going to be 16, 14 and 12.
16?
You know... You're going to want to go with a bit of money in your pocket, aren't you?
Yeah.
And as much as Kendall Collin is not overly expensive and it's well worth every penny, I'm not going to say anything different
to that.
Are
you on commission?
I'm not going to say anything, but it is...
16?
But it is still... By the time you've got your tickets for the full weekend and then you're spending money, you're still probably talking maybe £600-800 in total.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, £600-800 spending money that I could take to Disney. But yeah, I were a bit gutted because... Kaiser Chiefs that are on the Thursday night, we saw them 2 years ago, was it?
They were
brilliant.
Yeah.
They were they're probably my favourite act that I've seen in total at Kendall. And then I've always wanted to see Fatboy Slim. And obviously he's headlining Saturday night and I'm missing it. But
there's quite a lot of other festivals this year that I'd like to go to. I really want to do a country festival and there's that at Buckle and Boots in Manchester.
Yeah, I'd like
to do that. I've not noticed if it's on next year.
Is it not an inner city festival?
What, Buckle and Boots?
Yeah.
It's on a farm.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I think we've asked this before, haven't we?
Spit and Sawdust, which is the way that I'd like it to be.
Yeah, when's that?
It's normally May, end of May. Round about my birthday. Mm. So I'd love to go to that. Or
you could organise it 1 year. Organise a festival.
Yeah.
And don't invite any of us.
There's some caravan and motorhome show ones and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind trying, you know.
Yeah, on your own.
Yeah. Just any way to do it in caravan. I will absolutely invite you. And you invited me to Kendall, I know.
Yeah.
I was hoping to try and get Glastonbury tickets, but it didn't happen.
No.
But yeah, I tell you what else I'm looking forward to this year. There's some cracking films coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen... many
like
trailers or anything like that. So
first off, the second part to Mission Impossible is coming out, The Dead Reckoning.
I slant caught up on Mission Impossible.
Well, second part to Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
It was the last film that came out.
I've not seen it.
Which was Dead Reckoning.
And I was so excited to watch it because they film a lot of it over here in Lake District and stuff, didn't they?
It's absolutely... Well, do you know what? I say it's brilliant. It is absolutely fantastic, but I'm not sure whether Kirk could find
Are you talking about
holes.
The film?
Yeah.
I thought it was rubbish.
Have you watched? Hold on a minute. You watched it?
I watched it. I thought it was A, too long, and B, there were hardly any action in it.
Really?
What? There's not much action in it. The last half an hour, there's like action in it with a train.
Don't get me wrong. I do feel as though film was a setup for the second part.
Maybe.
They've just teed it up, have they?
Yeah, the final reckoning. And I believe the way that they're laying it out, they're bringing back, not from the dead, but all previous people that have been in the franchise all the way through. They're all playing a part in it. They've tied all the old films together to create this final big story. I think it might be his last film from the Mission Impossible franchise.
Wow.
That it is with Tom Cruise.
I think the last one I saw was number three.
Oh, you've got some brilliant... honestly, the Mission Impossible franchise, for me, I prefer it than James Bond. I really like it. Really? I just love that they don't take themselves quite so serious. And the stunts that Tom Cruise does are just absolutely insane. To say that he's doing them.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know many in that film because there's hardly any action.
Well, I thought.
I mean, he jumps off a mountain on a mountain bike.
You're right there, Mark.
On a bike, and then he lands on the train. But that's in the last half an hour. I mean, film's about 4 hours long.
It's not.
It's boring.
It's not.
Listeners out there...
Have you seen any of the others?
Yeah, I've watched them all.
All right.
And there's lots of action in them.
That shut me up.
I have watched them.
There's some other films then coming out. Yeah. Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. See, I'm a massive Avatar fan.
The first Avatar absolutely blew my socks off.
Yeah. I think it did everyone because of the technology that they used. We watched it
in 3D and we sat there and we're like... This is incredible.
Yeah.
It is incredible. Have you seen the second one?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Spirit of Water.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that. The Way of the Water.
Way of the Water. Yeah.
The third one. Jurassic World Rebirth.
Hang on, we're still talking about Avatar.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Ross, moving on.
Yeah, I'm still talking about Avatar.
I can't believe you've watched something.
I know, I do watch some things. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I need to re-watch the second Avatar because... I went to watch it in
3D,
4DX. Yeah, and it just shook you all over the place.
Oh my God!
Covered in popcorn.
Oh, we watched it in 4DX.
I'll never watch another film
in
4DX.
Awful, absolutely awful. I like the concept of 4DX. Yeah. And it could be great.
Yeah.
Although I remember the first film I went to see in 4DX was The Martian.
Yeah. Which is a phenomenal film.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember sat there and when the first camera shot pans across the surface of Mars, and you felt the seat just slightly move as though you were gliding across. I thought, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
And they'd got it absolutely nailed, like a little bit of a rumble if something happened or, you know, a bit. And I thought, brilliant. When I went to watch the second Avatar, honestly, I was nearly getting...
It were like someone in control room had watched Spinal Tap and decided to turn it up to 11.
Yeah, I must admit, I'd never done 4DX before and I made a crucial error. So I was sat there called Way of the Water, isn't it?
The Way of the Water, yeah, that's right, yeah.
All, you know, loads of water scenes and everything else.
Yeah.
And like you said, it was very jerky. And I was like, well, this is quite extreme. A bit more like a roller coaster than what I'd expected it to be. But I just saw and heard loads of people like laughing and giggling and like jumping. And water was squirting in my face. And I was like, I'm not getting wet. And then I looked in front of me and I forgot I'd hung my coat on front of... I'm back at seat in front of me.
Oh.
And I looked, and there was just a big wet patch in the middle of my jacket. Halfway through filming, I just realised that my jacket was just like getting wetter and wetter. And I thought, oh, no.
Well, it's a good job you noticed halfway through. Did you take it off or just leave it there?
No, I ended up taking it off.
Well, that's a good job you did.
It was soaked. So when I put it on, and I was like, what an idiot. I didn't realise.
I like the idea. Well, I like the idea of stuff like that and being immersive and stuff. I really do, but I just think that the idea of them, it needs to be more of an addition to something.
Yeah, you're trying to watch a film, aren't you?
Really spoiled the film for me. Yeah. It really spoiled the film.
I watched Jurassic World. It just shook the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I couldn't see half of it because it was all blurry. Just being shook around my seat.
Do you know that they're a franchise of films that... But when they got to a certain point, I lost interest.
Jurassic.
Yeah, and I dare say that if I watched one, I'd probably think, oh, do you know, they're all right, these.
Well, that's Jurassic World Rebirth coming out. Which
I was going to say they're rebooting it again, aren't they?
It's a reboot. So it's completely new cast. Yeah, not following the same story arc as the previous ones. So.
No dinosaurs.
There's no dinosaurs in it. There's no...
No. Some of the films.
Is that coming out this year, then?
Yeah.
What else?
Fantastic Four. It's been a long time since the last one. With another Superman.
Can I just go? You're going too fast for me. I'm here. This Fantastic Four, is it a remake of the first one?
It's not a remake, no. I think it's a reboot. Follows on from not the end of the last one.
And are they new...
new cast, I think.
New cast, completely new cast. Yeah, right, yeah. Okay.
Superman with a new Superman.
You see this
new
see,
Superman? What you? Yeah, so it's not Clark Kent.
Now I have a massive soft spot for the whole Superman franchise and everything.
Yeah.
I always, when the new Superman film comes out, I always want it to be really good.
Yeah.
I'm like it with Superman and Ghostbusters. Yeah. There's something about it, I don't know whether it's just because of my childhood or whatever it is, but there's something about it that I just really want them to be really good.
Yeah.
And I think when Superman Begins, I think, came out, and I was really disappointed with it. And I'm just like, you've got such an iconic story, such an iconic, and they just messed it up. But then when they did the one with Henry Cavill,
yep,
I forgot what that was called.
Man of Steel.
Superman.
Man of Steel.
Yep.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah,
I did. And I thought Henry Cavill was amazing.
Yeah.
I thought it was absolutely amazing.
There's a lot of people can't understand why.
I'm one of the few people that really likes, what's the DC version of Avengers?
Oh, Suicide. It's League. It's some
Justice League.
Justice League. Yeah,
I'm one of the few people in the world that likes Justice League.
Yeah, I didn't.
Which I get. I totally get. But I think Ben Affleck made a really good Batman, and I think Henry Cavill made a really good Superman. So, so then the fact that they're doing it again, fine. But now with another new Superman, and I'm just like, I just don't know what they can do with it.
I get a bit bored when they keep swapping the actors, because you want to engage in the actor's journey. That's, when it changes people, you feel like you don't know them again.
Yeah. That's where I felt like with like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
so I really liked Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, and then when they redid it, they were like, why would I want to watch it again?
The problem is though,
and they do it again, and there's somebody else, and you're like, how many different? You become familiar with the character being played by that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
That was a funny thing that when they did that with Spider-Man, and Andrew Garfield was a very good Spider-Man. My favourite is the current Spider-Man.
Without a shadow, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
But the fact when they brought in the, what was it? What was the one where the all three of them came together?
Homecoming.
Was it Homecoming?
The latest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with that.
I really enjoyed it, but the fact that everybody knew, because it had pretty much leaked,
yeah,
that all three Spider-Men were going to be in it, but the anticipation of seeing them all three on, you could hear it in the cinema, like the proper geeks, like, it's coming.
Yeah. The thing is, what I would say, you know, these all, like Spider-Man and Batman and what we're talking about, I mean, do you not think that at some point, are we not going to get to a point where we're going to go, well, we need to do something new? I mean, because like, are we going to be watching Spider-Man films in 60 years time, do you think? But do you really think so?
Well, yeah. I think the whole Marvel DC, it had a massive,
I mean, it's struggling
era
a minute
of time where it was a big thing. It's definitely dropped off a little bit at the minute.
Well, I'm not saying we shouldn't have Spider-Man films or Batman, but like we just said, with the changing actors, and there's only so much you can do. There is going to be a point where it burns out. You know, where does it go? I mean, to me, Superman is the original Christopher Reeves thing, you know, and I know it's changed over the years, but there is a point where Superman he can only be flying through and picking buses up and stopping trains.
I don't mind the fact of almost like flogging a dead horse, if you like, as long as there's enough action in it, something, you know, you watch it for what it is. I think the issue I've got is, like we've just been talking about, that when they change the actor and then they change the storyline, you lose that momentum. So for me, fine, let him pick up as many buses as he want, but continue the story. Let's you know, take it through somewhere.
It's doing the same story that does it for me, that I lose interest in.
Yeah, almost like remaking it.
Batman, they did it with Batman.
Yeah.
You know, you see the parents getting killed, and it's a different actor, and they do the same thing but slightly different, and it's like, how many different incarnations of the same thing can you see? But I think there is scope for, in 20 or 30 years' time, when technology is advanced, for him to go, right, we're doing this now, and it's going to be filmed in X and Y and Z.
Well, that may, you know, be.
Like Batman, when they redid Batman, the original one was in 1989. Well, I said the original. The Michael Keaton.
When they relaunched
them. But then, when you know, start doing them again, and then bringing in Robert, whatever his name is.
Robert Downey Jr.
No, the guy from Twilight. Yeah.
I mean, you're right.
But there's only so much.
I mean, I can't see us. Can people be really watching the same characters in 100 years time or 50, 60?
Well they will, yeah.
I don't know, will it?
Yeah.
I think they will. I think they are timeless characters and I think that...
Really?
I think so.
I'm not so sure.
Do you know, just anyway. Sorry, talking about Marvel and superhero films, a bit of trivia for you.
No.
Do you know what film saved Marvel?
Yes.
As in Marvel was on the brink of bankruptcy?
Blade.
Yeah. And the reason why I asked you that is because the new Blade's out.
Yes.
This year.
Wesley Snipes, isn't it?
Nope. Well.
Is he not in the film at all?
Does he make a cameo?
I don't know. He's not playing Blade.
He's not playing Blade.
Oh.
He's a new actor. Who was a very good actor. I can't remember his name, but he's very good.
But I thought he was in it, though. I thought he was in it. I might be wrong.
Just looking through this list, honestly, some of these, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that were coming out. Some absolute belters. Not a belter, but Captain America, Brave New World. So that's been a while since we've seen any Captain America films. Snow White, the live-action version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Michael.
Yeah, Michael's out this year. Yeah. I hope...
I know, you just don't think they're going to do it.
Michael Jackson, is
it a biopic?
It's a biopic, yeah. So, obviously, I think they did a great job with Bohemian Rhapsody, with Queen and Freddie Mercury. I think they did a great job with Elton John. Mm. I haven't watched Whitney yet.
Oh, Whitney's good.
But I've heard it's good. Yeah, I've heard it's good. I haven't watched, what they call her?
Amy
Winehouse.
Yeah, I've not seen that.
Because I didn't like Amy Winehouse, so I'm not really bothered.
Okay.
But I know this is coming, and I know that, I've seen some, because I'm part of certain groups on social media and stuff like that, I've seen some, like, behind-the-scenes shots on what they've done regarding replicating the photo shoots for the album covers and stuff, and it looks, as in...
amazing.
Image-wise, it looks amazing. I just hope that they've done it just.
I think at the end of the day, with Michael being who he is, it's not. They're not going to release something surely that's not up to the mark.
He's not got a say in it, you know.
No, I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, he's still alive, so of course he is.
Yeah. One I am really looking forward to: SpongeBob Search for SquarePants. That's a joke.
I thought you were being real.
Well, like, it's the way you looked at me. I was like, oh my gosh. So I'll quickly go through some of the Aladdin 2, the actual live action version, which I didn't even know there was. This one really surprises me.
Whoa, you didn't know there were a live action version of Aladdin?
No, of one, but I didn't know there was...
Right, go and say, because that's a great film.
Yeah. Passion of the Christ, Resurrection. Now, for someone that isn't religious in the slightest, I absolutely loved Mel Gibson's... the film Mel Gibson did, Passion of the Christ.
It's been on my list to watch for so long.
Have you never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, honestly.
I know, I haven't heard one person say one bad word about the film. It's always been on my list.
I only thought recently...
It actually got a lot of criticism though, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Yeah. Because, not the fact that Mel Gibson directed it, but...
It was slant on it.
I was going to say, but for me, obviously... There's as much truth in that film as there is.
Is it better than Jason and the Argonauts?
but that's a good film.
I'm not
Jason and the Argonauts.
I'm not religious in the slightest. So for me, it's all fairy tale. Yeah. But I thought it was brilliant, and it is directed by Mel Gibson, and Jim Cavale is playing the part of Jesus still. Roosevelt, Sherlock Holmes 3.
Is that Robert Downey Jr.?
What did I say? Which one was that?
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
See, I much prefer the Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock TV program to the films.
Brilliant. Definitely. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
But they still are good films, the Sherlock Holmes films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to Train Your Dragon, they've made that into a live action film, and I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Live action? What, there's real dragons? Really?
Yeah.
Well, if they're on telly,
much
they must
in the
be
same
real.
Way, there's a real genie in Aladdin.
I mean, this one, it'll probably be naff, but I love the franchise, Final Destination.
See, Kurtwood don't like Saw and Final. He don't like that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Look, I really enjoyed the first few Final Destinations.
Yes, first two, I think.
Yeah, I remember me and Mark having conversations about them. How like you literally stop breathing like while you're watching them. But the thing is the way that it almost was like quite clever how they put the scenes together, how it worked. Now, when it comes to what will this be? Final Destination 17?
You don't even give it a number.
something like that.
They've lost count, so then put a number.
You almost sit there and go, well, you know what, that's going to happen. That's going to happen there. That's going to happen there. That's going to happen there. And that's going to... Yeah. So you lose that.
And all they do is make each injury more extreme.
And more gory.
Yeah.
So you lose that suspense, if you like. And Saw's just crap.
Well, the first one was brilliant.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
The Saw one. It gets me mad, this.
The first Saw was very good.
No. It was.
I'm sorry. Are you going to sit there and go, it was very clever. No, it wasn't clever.
It wasn't clever. I'm just glad you apologised. Did you guess that the guy that was laying on the floor was...
Nobody could guess. This is what annoys me.
What's your problem with it? Come on, tell us.
This is what annoys me, right?
Wound up.
You poked the bear now.
Nothing wrong with a film, like a horror film or a thriller film or anything like that. And it, you know, makes you jump, a bit gory or whatever. Fine. No issue with that. Quite liked the way that they'd set some of the contraptions and stuff to kill people.
Not a problem.
What I have an issue with is when people sit there across from me or whatever saying, oh, weren't it clever? Weren't it a great plot twist at the end? No. No, it wasn't. A great plot twist is something that you could see coming if you were looking for it.
Yeah.
A great plot twist is something where you could try and work it out if you go, oh my God, I can't believe I missed that. Sixth Sense is a perfect film to explain what a plot twist is. Mm. That is the perfect explanation. What a plot twist or what is not clever is taking someone that's hardly in the film that you see for about 30 seconds that has no relationship, that has no... that you have no relationship with as a viewer, and then going, oh, it's him, he's on the floor, he's alive. That's not a plot twist.
Yeah, it's not clever. I wouldn't have called it a plot twist or clever, but it did make
it,
you go, no way.
No, it didn't.
It was him on the floor all along.
No, he just laid there. No, it didn't. I'm sorry. You're never going to convince me. It is shit. The only, on that basis,
Kirk's right and you're wrong.
Listen, I can argue this all night long.
I'll tell you why you didn't like it, because he didn't guess it.
Exactly.
No, there's nothing to guess.
So, Kirk,
you might as well have said, they may as well have got to end, right, and a load of butterflies come in room and then gone, ah, you didn't guess that was going to happen, did you? There is nothing clever about it. The only Saw that I watched and I went to the cinema to watch it because somebody else wanted to go and see it and I thought, all right, fine, I'll go with you. And that was the third one. And I must admit, that's the only one where I came out of it and thought, do you know what? I enjoyed that because it brought Saw 1 and brought Saw 2 and actually gave it purpose. Saw 3. And I was like, do you know what? I'll take that. And if all Saw 1 was and Saw 2 was a setup for number 3, I'll take that. Well, they did, so therefore, stop making them.
Well, they did that in number 7 as well. Then they rounded
7?
Something like 7. Loads, yeah, 6 or 7. They rounded 1 to 6 into a film
as
well.
Anyway,
because you do know we saw, they went on to be called Jigsaw.
Yeah,
so like
that sees the creator, isn't it?
Exactly. So
then the other film that I'm looking forward to is Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it's. I mean, I think it will deliver because
I think he's a genius
because the guy behind it. Yeah,
he is an absolute genius.
But it does carry a risk, doesn't it? Bringing something back into play that's almost got its own legend and
it's like cult status, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I love it. Please,
whatever you do, don't ruin it. No. Don't ruin it.
I love it when Adam Sandler plays not Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
It is Adam Sandler.
Yeah. When he plays straight parts, when he plays really serious parts.
Why is he gay in Happy Gilmore?
he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
He's underrated because you just see him as comedy. You don't realise how good he is.
Yeah. One of my favourite films with Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller?
Adam Sandler is Bedtime Stories.
Yeah, that's a good film.
Don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, that's a good film.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
You'd like that.
There's a serious one on Netflix that he did. Where he plays a bit of a wheeler dealer. I can't remember what that's called. That's
Cash in the Attic?
No. That's a great film. I can't remember what it's called.
My favourite Adam Sandler movie is Waterboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favourite.
Yeah, brilliant. There's loads of great films.
Yeah.
There's a lot to look
I was thinking of one other day, actually.
I've not seen any of these films.
Fifty First Dates. None of them. That was a great, film.
Yeah, good film.
Any sporting events anyone's looking forward to this year?
Well, Super Bowl. I watch the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, have they released the halftime act? Is it they don't normally do?
Well,
that
not
yet.
That I've seen. Not that no. I've seen. So I enjoy watching the Super Bowl, which I don't. By the way, I have no knowledge of the sport really. I don't follow it throughout the year. For some reason, for the past maybe 15 years, it's just been something that I've always watched.
They're starting to show a lot more American football on British television, aren't they now?
Yeah.
It's become a big thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's a whole channel for it on Sky Sports. It's its own dedicated channel, yeah.
What year is it in terms of football? Is it not the World Cup or Euros?
It's the Women's World Cup, is it?
Yes, I think
or
it is.
Or is it Euros?
I can't remember.
Euros, isn't it? Women's Euros, I think.
Might be Euros.
Yeah, I know that there's qualifying rounds at the minute, I think. We're not best people talking about football, are we?
You're saying you've asked about sports, right?
We're shuddling with sports.
I'm looking forward to Eurovision Song Contest again.
Me too. Are we going?
Chance would be a fine thing. But no doubt I'll come round to yours again and we'll sit and watch it again. And we'll invite other people and no one will come.
It's just shit and I will not be told otherwise.
And I'm working.
Time at the bar, please.
Can we spin this wheel then? Because yes. I'm still mad from us talking about Saw.
Absolutely.
It's a great film, though.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Come on. He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
Okay, so there's nothing to go through from last week.
Nope.
So we'll spin the wheel then.
Yeah, get it
here
spun.
We go. Here we go.
What's it gonna be?
Look what it is, Mark.
Oh, it's mine. AI Jukebox Jam.
Oh, it's been a while.
Song downloading. Complete. Lyric analysis. Complete. AI Jukebox Jam. 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 Jam.
Jam. Jam.
Connection lost.
Okay, so if you don't know how this works, I've asked AI to describe not the title of a song, but the description of the meaning behind a song, and you've got to reverse engineer it and tell us what the song is. So, AI describes this song. The song expresses heartfelt love and gratitude through a simple, sincere gift, a song.
Is that it?
Yep. The song expresses heartfelt love and gratitude through a simple, sincere gift, a song.
I think I know it.
Don't tell me if you know. You got any ideas, boys? You'd have to. You could tell me if you want. I'll not tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Do you think you know it, though?
I think I know it, yeah.
Okay.
I'm listening this time. Say it again.
You were looking for RoboCop.
The song expresses heartfelt love and gratitude through a simple, sincere gift. A song. So I'll leave that with you.
I know that. I know which one it is.
Yeah. Okay, well, keep it to yourself and we'll find out next week.
Okay.
10 years' time, and we're not far away from this.
Superman 10.
iRobot.
Oh, that's when it was set?
In 2035.
2035.
Oh, wow.
When we're not far off that way. You've got have you seen them walking dog robots?
Yeah.
They're used for bomb disposal. Well, not bomb disposal, for bomb detection and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
scary.
10 years' time.
Anyway, it's been a pleasure.
Taz, until next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.